Random House Audio presents Stones Fall by Ian Piers. Read for you by Roy Dotrice, John Lee, and Simon Vance. Part 1. Paris, March 1953. The Church of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, at the start of what was supposed to be spring, was a miserable place, made worse by the drabness of a city still in a state of shock, worse still by the little coffin in front of the altar, which was my reason for being there, worse again by the aches and pains of my body as I kneeled. She'd died a week before I arrived. I hadn't even realized she was still alive. She must have been well into her 80s, and the hardships of the past few years had weakened many a younger person. She would not have been impressed, but something approaching a real prayer for her did come into my mind just before I struggled back onto the pew. Age has few compensations. The indignity of discomfort, the effort to conceal constant nagging pain, is most certainly not one of them. Until I read the Figaro that morning and saw the announcement, I had been enjoying myself. I was on a farewell tour. The powers that be had scraped together enough foreign currency to allow me to travel. My last visit to the Foreign Bureau before I retired. Not many people could do that sort of thing these days, and would not until foreign exchange restrictions were lifted. It was a little mark of respect, and one that I appreciated. It was a fine enough service, I thought, although I was not an expert. The priests took their time. The choir sang prettily, the prayers were said, and it was all over. A short eulogy paid tribute to her tireless, selfless...